This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 2021014.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems, career, health, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you can get ahead in life. Today's podcast episode is for you if you are a sales professional or you are in the business of selling. Now, if you are a techie, you are a doctor, you are a small business owner, you are a homemaker, you are a student, I think you will still find this valuable because at the end of the day, we all are in the business of selling. You see, at any given point in time, either you are buying or you are selling. For example, right now, in this moment, I'm recording this podcast. Guess what I'm doing? I'm selling. In this moment, you are listening to this podcast. You decided to listen to this podcast. Guess what you are doing? You are buying. I have a bunch of techie friends in Silicon Valley. I live here. So every time I talk about selling and sales, I see tremendous amount of resentment in them. I could see their mood, their energy shift, as if sales is a wrong profession, as if anybody who is selling is committing a crime, something like that. Oh, I can't blame them because I started in the same ranks 20 years ago. When I started doing my own business, my biggest challenge was, man, I can provide value, I can create value, I can really deliver and over-deliver on my promises. I create all these products. All that is good. But then when it comes to just asking for money for the services, I could see resistance in me, in every transaction. So why is it that we dislike sales? What is about us? You see, the whole humanity is based on sales. At any point in time, nothing happens on this earth unless a sale happens. I was born on the clock. The moment I was born, I made 2 sales. First, incredible, awesome, beautiful client of mine, my mom. Next, my dad. That's it. 2 sales. Amazing. Fundamentally, as humans, we are bound to sell. You're hungry. You ask for food. You're selling. You need money. You're asking. You're selling. You are selling people into your ideas, into your concepts, into... Listen, the selling of a product or a service and asking money is a whole different discussion. But then when somebody says yes to you, it means you just made a sale. If somebody said yes to you, or somebody agreed with you, or somebody said, I will support you, it means you just made a sale. It means that you used influence. It means you just persuaded them to your way of thinking. Hence, all of us are selling or buying at any point in time. So the question becomes is, why do we hate sales? You see, we want to buy, but we don't want people to sell anything to us. Over the years, I struggled with this. I'm like, why is that? In fact, I have a few friends. One is a realtor, one is a mortgage broker, one is an dentist, one is a chiropractor. I mean, a bunch of friends. In fact, why one or two bunch of friends? They're in the business. But every time I talk to them about, listen, I think you should improve your sales process this way. You need to bring in a few elements of influence. And these are the influence elements you need to put in. They come to my seminars. They do all that stuff. But then when I suggest to them that they need to make these improvements, they are like, no. I'm not a sales guy. I can't do that. But I say, listen, you own the business, don't you? Yeah, I do. You need to generate revenues, don't you? Yeah, I do. If those things are true, how come you don't see yourself as somebody asking for a sale? The reason why they don't ask for a sale is because they somehow in the back of their minds believe that they are selling something that people do not need, or they're selling something that people do not want, or they're selling something that people do not afford or cannot afford. Something like that, something in their mind. So it means it comes down to their belief in their profession, in their ability to sell. You see that? Let's say they're buyers. How come they're not buying from them? Well, turns out There's only one reason why buyers don't buy. It's not about money. Money is never an excuse. When the buyer, the lead or the prospect, believes that they are being sold into something rather than something is being done for them. So in other words, they are saying, okay, this sales guy is doing something to me. This sales guy should be doing something for me. Now, if you are in the profession of sales, as I said, as I started this podcast, if you do something for people, they will buy. But if you do something to people, they will run away. So last 15 years, I studied human psychology. Why people say yes to a few things? Why they say no? Why is that they go into this mode where they're like, they need, you know for sure, they need this help. They're desperate. They can, and things that you have for them, if they somehow say yes to you, will change their life. But they don't. Forget about sales. Even at your work, let's say you are a project manager, or you are a manager, or you are a techie. You know for sure what you're saying will change or will help solve the problem. But somehow someone is ignorant there and they're unwilling to accept your idea. In my sales business, in my sales profession, in my business, I came to realize only one thing, that people need to be made comfortable in their choices. People listen differently. People want information in different ways. And the only way you can really win this battle is by educating people. People do not listen anything outside of their understanding. In order for you to make them listen, you have to raise their understanding. That is how I got into radio, because radio gave me that opportunity to educate people over long period of days, you know, constantly telling them the benefits and the values and all those things that they get as a result of doing something. Not possible one time, not possible, you know, here and there. No, it has to be done over a long period of time with repetition and frequency. So is this podcast. So in this podcast, you see how this is working? So over all these years, there are four types of people who came to me asking to buy something from me. I'm pretty sure even at work, four kinds of people that you will encounter. I'm going to walk you through all these four kinds of people very, very quickly here. The first category of people are known as trendsetters. Trendsetters. These people are always on the edge of everything. They are aggressive. They are always looking for something new. They are always looking for something innovative, something that will make them look hip and new and happening. The second category of people are investigators. They are always looking for data, facts, you know, some kind of statistics, things like that. And people asking me, do you have any testimonials of the stuff that people have gotten as a result of your services? Of course. Nothing wrong with that ask. Absolutely. And that is why I build testimonials. That is why I ask for people to give me feedback and all that stuff. Because when that happens, and if that is the only thing that will make me help them, why not I create it? You see? If, for example, a recruiter or a hiring manager needs just that one endorsement or that one review or that one, you know, write-up or one testimonial or something on LinkedIn, okay? Why shouldn't you have that there? Because you already did the work. You're awesome, right? So, yeah, there is a category of people that are always investigating. There's also a category of buyers who are always coordinating. These people really don't care who you are, what you do, and whether the product, you know, is great, amazing, whatever it is. All they are doing is, will it work? Can I do it? Is it easy? Will it work? Can I do it? Is it easy? Or in some form or the other, those questions or those kind of questions. They really don't care. And typically, these are the people who usually end up buying franchises and things like that because they need a system that works. And the last category of buyers I've seen, these are like relators. Let's call that category relators. These people relate to you because they like you. They even love you. Something about you that makes them feel comfortable. Here I am. I relate to what you're saying, what you're doing. And I want to buy into everything that you're selling. You know, just make it happen for me. Or let's do this. Okay? Ideally speaking, you want a customer who can relate to you. But guess what? You need a customer across all these categories. Okay, the case in point here is that you need to speak to each of these categories in such a way that they start to understand that you are doing something for them, not to them. When you take that resistance out, those objections out, then now you have a sale. That means everybody's successful. You see? See, there are three people in every transaction. Three people, not two. If you and I are in a transaction, there are three entities in the transaction. Obviously, the first entity is you. The second entity is me. And the third entity is the product or the service or the idea. As a result of you buying something from me, as a result of me something selling to you, there is something, right? And that thing has to improve. So if I'm selling a product to you, as a result of you buying and using the product, you provide feedback and I get that feedback and I should be able to improve the product. So there are three entities here, you, me, and a product or a service, at least in my business. You got to see, maybe in your business too, there are three entities. Always. I mean, I do a radio show, so I have an audience, I have a listener who has to benefit from my radio show. Seriously. If not, I don't have a show. Then, secondly, it has to benefit me. Because I'm spending money to market myself, so it has to benefit me somehow. Well, it benefits the audience, it benefits me. Well, what's the benefit of the radio station? You see, there's a third entity. The radio station also has to survive. So I need to be able to pay the radio station, let's say. Right? I can't be making all the money and not paying the radio station. See, if you start thinking like this, amazing things will happen. People ask me all the time, I'm running a business, I've been doing it for a long time, how come I'm not getting profits, I'm not seeing any success? Well, the answer is very simple. Listen, do you put people ahead of your profits? If you do, then yes, you will make money. But if you walk into the office or if you walk into your business every day and thinking, oh, I got to make some money, then no, the focus is on the wrong side of the equation. You got to shift the focus to the right side, which is people first. They got to get the results. And as a result of that, you'll be rewarded. And your reward are the profits. I hope today's episode was helpful. If you did find it helpful, then do me a favor, please rate this podcast. Please write a review. And of course, send it to all your friends and family who you think will benefit from this. As a result of your help and you doing all of the above, I get to reach more people and we all will grow. Thank you for listening in. Appreciate everything that you do. And by the way, if you have a question for me, do me a favor, please call in my direct show line, which is 888-818-0404. 888-818-0404. Drop me a voicemail message. I will take your voice message as a question and will answer your question and use your voicemail as a voice drop in this podcast and respond to that question in an upcoming episode.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarapalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.